Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable you will believe. From the U.S.'s most haunted and spine-tingling destinations to its most awe-invoking spiritual ones, this podcast is meant to instill hope and belief that there's something more than meets the eye. Skeptic, doubter, or believer, this podcast is for you as I share experiences from my life working as a professional psychic medium over the past 10 years. Step into a world that is all around you that you never knew existed. Let's begin Tellings of a Medium. Greetings, lovely listeners. This episode is about helpful tips when we read for the elderly. Elderly meaning, I'm going to say 80 years and above, and particularly in this case, for a 100-year-old woman. I'm going to share with you tips about maybe how to go about using your cards to the, you know, to make it very beneficial for these elderly people. So about 3 weeks ago, someone found me on Google, my Google listing. She actually was the event coordinator for a local senior citizen assisted living center. And she was always trying to find fun events and activities for them to do. And the topic of tarot readings came up. And so she had some residents interested, and she went to Google and found me. So I submitted my paperwork. I'm actually officially in the system of Brookdale, which is really cool to be recognized with a mainstream business as an intuitive reader. I was actually very honored and flattered. I respect the elderly so much, people that get to make it to the 80s and 90s. So to be able to pull some tarot cards for them was just a pure honor. And I love being around wisdom. And boy, do 80 and 90-year-olds have that. So I went this past Monday, okay, May 19th, whatever the Monday was. And I showed up and I got my little setup on and my tarot cards out. And I read for 8 people. Most of them were in their 80s or 90s. Actually read for a 100-year-old, which was an honor. And I'm going to share with you today some tips that if you read for the elderly, even if they're like 60 and above, okay, maybe some tips to help you out for when, if you have the opportunity to do this. So with my tarot deck, okay, I actually took 2 full tarot decks. And I made a baby with them. I mashed them together and I put 78 times 2, 156 cards together. And I shuffled them. And what I did with these clients that day was I cut the deck in two. Don't know what cards they had, what cards I had, but I spread out in kind of like a U shape on my side of the table, half of the 2 tarot decks, and then they got the other half face down in a U shape. I asked them to pick 3 that they were drawn to and to place them face down, and then I picked 3 and placed them face down. So you had my first card right next to the client's first card, then my second card next to their second card, and then my third card next to their third card, 6 cards drawn in total, 3 by me, 3 by them, face down. Was it a past, present, future spread? I guess, yeah, it kind of worked out that way. But the most mind-blowing thing happened, though. My goal doing this was the hope that they would pick a similar card that I picked, if not the same. And when you do the statistics here, you've got 2 tarot decks, you know, 56 cards, crazily shuffled, undecked, and then split into 2 piles. They get half, I get half, and we're each picking 3. So do the math, okay? And my hope was that there would be some crazy similar cards. And guess what? There was. And guess which card, out of the eight people I read, guess which card showed up probably at least six or seven times, if not more? None other than the Hermit. The Major Arcana Hermit card. It was the most beautiful experience to pull these tarot cards and see the cards they pulled. Lots of hermits coming up together. In fact, one lady, both of our second cards we pulled in the deck were the Hermit. My mind was blown. There were a lot of Emperor cards. There were a lot of Justice cards. A lot of Major Arcana, actually. And if you know the tarot and you know these two decks combined, it shouldn't have been that common of a thing. But I got a lot of Hermits, a lot of Emperors, and a lot of Justice cards. It was fascinating to feel the elderly, 80s, 90-year-olds, after they have lived almost a century, to feel their energy when I blended with them, to understand the deeper meaning of these cards we pulled. It was amazing to feel, a soul that was experienced here on Earth, because let's be frank, we don't feel that a lot, do we? I mean, I usually get 30, 40, 50-year-olds. That's what I get. So to double that plus more was eye-opening. I'm going to be honest, there was not much I could give them about future progression. In fact, what I pulled in the present for them, it wasn't about them. It was about their younger family members. Did we go back to childhood a little bit? Yeah, we did. We went to a lot of spouses who had been deceased. I did feel them and their presence very, very strongly in the spirit world. I think I read for two women, as a matter of fact, who had been married for over, I think one said like 62 years, and then over 50 years of marriage. But to feel those men in the spirit world come forward was very powerful and beautiful. But it was a different type of read. So I want to share with you that it was just a whole new experience. It wasn't about this is what's coming up for you. You know, they're 95. They're not going anywhere unless their loved one takes them, or they go, they don't have the ability to have that free will and free body to move around to do it. It wasn't that the readings were limited with future progressions. It was just the progressions were absolutely about not themselves, but their other family members who they absolutely loved and cared about. Lots of love coming in with grandchildren. Lots of acknowledgement of that. And I think the kicker for me was reading for a lady who was 100 years old. This woman was solid in the mind. I could feel her strength. I, you know, knew what I saw with the body aged, but the mind felt like an epic force when I blended. The strength and the power and the order and the structure. And this was her and instilling female power in her family, younger generations, that line and getting that lineage going strongly was huge. And that's what she did with her daughters and her granddaughters. And she actually worked in a group home with females that were headed down the wrong road when she was younger, and she would help instill a better track for them to follow and, you know, let them know their worth. It was amazing to feel a physical life, a soul that has lived a physical life like that. Because I actually was brought to tears having this 100-year-old female sit in front of me, and I thought, this is beautiful. Now, so if you ever read for someone elderly like this, do not, you're going to want to go to naturally what's in store for them for the future, like the next decade or two, but that's not what you're going to get. It's not going to be about them. It's going to be about the younger generations. I know that that's very self-explanatory, but yet I didn't think about that before I sat down with them because I don't read like that normally. The soul usually gives for the next decade or 3 to 5 years, and that's not what was happening. So it kind of threw me for a loop, and I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Well, can we talk about your granddaughter, your great-granddaughter? And it was joyous for them to receive information on their younger generations and their family that they absolutely just loved and cherished so much. So be prepared for that. I was not. Even though it's self-explanatory, you know, these are tough cookies, you know, these are tough cookies that sat in front of me. They needed the evidence, their souls and spirit delivered, but they were open-minded and they were not afraid. They were ready to face, I think, maybe something that, you know, in their younger life, may have been viewed as something negative or fearful. They didn't care. They wanted a tarot reading. So they were over that. There was no fear. There was open-mindedness, and it was beautiful. What brought them joy the most was, like I said, touching on their younger people and their family. And so it was definitely a different dynamic of a reading. It was very selfless, actually, very selfless. It was very selfless and very loving. And to feel the Hermit card come in, I mean, what better card could be pulled out of the tarot deck to represent the clientele I was reading for that day than the Hermit? And it's so funny, the lady, Laura, who hired me and found me on Google, she knew tarot. And as I was packing up my table, I said, do you know, I pulled the Hermit. She said, I heard, because I was set up in a big room, just a little like wall, half little like foldable wall panel. They would all go to the other side and they would listen to my readings to each other, which I didn't care. It was cool, right? They got such a kick, like what a soap opera for them, right? To listen. But she had heard the readings, you know, everyone heard the readings and they were okay with it. But she said, I know, I heard all the Hermits come up, she says, and I'm not surprised. I said, I know, it's beautiful. And it was quite the experience. I hope that you get a chance to pull some cards for someone in their 90s and experience that different dynamic of a reading. And you may have to repeat yourself a little bit. You may have to talk a little bit slower. Just know that. But it's a beautiful reading. And the last tip I will share with you that I learned, which actually I didn't learn it. I knew before I was left to go to Brookdale Assisted Living. I went through all 156 cards. And I took out any card that had any connection to death or any just negative connotation that death could be associated with. It wasn't needed. Now, some of you listeners may be like, how dare you do that to the tarot? But it's just what I was guided to do. And I was listening to my inner knowings, and I took out the death card. I took out the tarot card. I even took out the hanged man. Death, tower, hanged man, judgment. I actually took out judgment. I mean, come on now, okay? I took out judgment. A judgment is, you know, people being judged by God. I mean, I wanted nothing negative. I didn't want to give my clients any type of negative emotion, any opportunity for negative emotion to come up right when they saw the card. So I took out those. I took out a lot of the sword cards, the one with the coffin. If there was a coffin on the card or a skeleton, I took it out. Any type of negative con, I took out a lot of the swords cards. Okay. No lady binded to swords, no one with a stabbed sword in their back. Yes, I respect the tarot. I know that these cards represent life here and our experiences, our day-to-day life, these suit cards and the swords. But I just wasn't going to give that to this crowd today. And I didn't. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. So just some helpful tips maybe if you're reading for the elderly. And I'm trying, death, tower, judgment, hanged man, and anything just, you know, that could be thought of as, when you pass, you know, fear-based beliefs of what the other side could bring, anything that touched on death. So just a helpful tip there. Wanted to throw that out. It was just a joy and an honor to read for this retired community in their golden years of the 80s, the 90s, and 100-year-old lady. It was an honor. Again, I can't say that enough, just a privilege. And wow, the dynamic of the reading was nothing that I'd ever done before. I do hope you get that opportunity to sit with your deck, be it tarot or oracle. Stones, runes, leaves, and just blend with this amazing seasoned wisdom of the grand hermits. It was something to remember for sure.